From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. It's Sunday the 18th of May, and here's the news for this coming week. Tomorrow, Monday, I'll be at the BDARS Tech Social Night talking about home automation. That's expanding a bit on a chat I did last year. If you're wondering how this stuff can work for you, come along and find out. You don't need Google, Alexa, or even a Linux server, although you could use any or all of those. In this case, the journey has been about integrating some very cheap options under a single app to do quite a lot of useful tasks with high reliability. I'll have a crate of toys with me and we'll configure some IoT devices on the spot so you can see how simple it is to get working. If you're in Brisbane, tomorrow night, 19th of May at 1900, drop into the Redlands Coast Museum in Cleveland and join us for the BDARS meeting. Details are at bdars.org.au. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage and click on the Tech Social Night link. Next, a quick look back at the last week. The Darling Downs Club's first annual fox hunt and barbecue went off like a firework, with six hounds chasing a pleasantly hidden fox. Bruce, VK4MQ, did a sterling job of organising both the hunt and the barbecue location, and the weather was perfect. So we're off and racing on that path. And Wison was the subject of last Monday's member meeting, which was almost standing room only for Simon, VK4TSC, from the Brisbane area Wison group. The topic raised much discussion, ranging across what a Wison really is these days, to how ham teams work to support non-emergency events, like the upcoming Hip Pocket Horse Enduro, to what repeater and point-to-point networks can be used to handle traffic, and to how do you develop skills. For follow-up, you can check the Brisbane Wison Group site at brisbanewison.org.au. Now, coming up in Toowoomba for DDRCI. The June lunch has been scheduled, and that's going to be on Sunday, the 8th of June, and will be in Highfields at the Tavern. Everybody is welcome. The June member meeting will be held the next day on Monday the 9th of June, with topic and location to be released next week. And the July members meeting is scheduled for the 14th of July, with Peter, VK4EA, bringing us up to speed on the control systems used throughout the state to manage the power grid for Ergon, Energex and Eureka. Should be heaps interesting. All the dates and times are on the club website at ddrci.org.au, and you're always welcome to get our attention and ask questions. Use the contact form or send a note to secretary at ddrci.org.au. Until next week, 73s, I'm John, VK4JPM, on behalf of the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Do you ever have one of those weeks where things just don't pan out? I managed to have my week disrupted over the weekend, and beyond, when a change of medicine seems to have upset more than the apple cart. Fortunately, it was not happening before an approaching storm or flood, and the supply of the necessary paper product has managed to be sufficient for the immediate issues. What was annoying was that I managed to miss taking the news broadcast, and my retreat has been to watching videos that I can no longer remember. Just to impress my simple mind, I didn't have the concentration to turn on the rig and try and catch some of the signals on the waterfall. I find that being able to tune into the world, that is amateur radio, is a great diversion from some of the more frustrating and mundane life events. The fact that the head couldn't accommodate this simple activity suggests that things might have been more distressing than just a lot of pain and guts, to put it in Aussie lingo. Anyway, the GP has lined me up with some good diagnostic tests, so I expect to get an answer as to what has gone wrong soon. However, this is not to spread the word of my health issues, but it is just to illustrate that for the majority of us, there will be times when issues impinge on our activities. That contest, that field operation, may just have to be put aside until things are back to normal. As much as what we individually feel it, the knowledge that others of our bent will understand when we don't make a sked or turn up to a club lunch. Similarly, allowing for time, age, health, and other factors, the camaraderie that is part of amateur radio ensures that people are keeping an eye out for others. Sadly, there are circumstances where duty to loved ones inhibits the ability to physically interact with others locally. With all the tools at our disposal, the amateur radio world should and can be one of the most interconnected groups in the community. This brings me to another opportunity that is running safety nets. Whether simplex or via repeater or on what service, it is possible to offer a community resource. A club or group can run such an event for all sorts of situations such as stormwatch and road closures. The contacts can be open to only members of the group, repeater users and whatever licenses permit. With voice and video streaming over the internet, radio can be fallback position and more targeted than a totally open group. I think this sort of welfare can be a great help, if only we can organise it. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.